Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. I have Zuwain filling in for me as my guest co-host. And our guest today is Al. So Al, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay, my name is Al Spector. I'm a co-founder of a company called See Me Stop. The other founder is Ronnie Glant. He's based out of Omaha, and he's probably the smarter one of the two, but you got me today. I'm based just outside of Austin, Texas. This is a company that is just finishing up our pilot program. The timing of this interview is fortuitous with what we've got going on, and we're real excited about rolling this thing out. It's all about a safety system for protecting drivers from distracted drivers that are lurking behind us all every day. You know, the people that text and eating and grooming and messing with electronics, yelling at the kids in the backseat. I mean, we all know what that is. It's around us every day. And we've gotten a company that is proactive to protect you from those types of situations.
That's amazing. So was it a specific incident or something happened in your life that you saw that gave you the idea to start this company?
Boy, you couldn't have asked me a better question. I'm a poster boy for being rear-ended. First of all, I'm a third-generation automotive entrepreneur, and in my earlier lifetime, I did investigations for personal injury firms, you know, that were going against insurance companies, and also I worked the other side of the street working insurance companies, protecting themselves against the personal injury attorneys. About 6 years ago, I got rear-ended hard by a truck, and suffered, you know, fairly significant injuries. I had back injuries and back surgery. And of course, he was underinsured, like many people are, I think, in situations like that. Then, I think 3-4 years ago, I got rear-ended again. And so I said, all right, enough is enough. I'm going to take on a life mission of sorts and see how I can help prevent these types of situations, because I think everybody knows how prevalent rear-end accidents are. I think everybody, any adult probably, has either been in a rear-end accident or certainly knows of someone who has been rear-ended. And I don't need to, you know, go into the obvious on how prevalent distracted driving is. You know, texting is certainly the leader in that. I think 1 in 4 accidents are actually attributable to texting. And this is the only way to sort of control the behavior of a driver behind you. You know, you can do whatever you want yourself, but what about, you know, the driver behind you? You know, we're all kind of hardwired. Now, let me explain what the can I explain what the product actually is, the service and everything? Is now good?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What this is we have a proactive protection system from distracted drivers behind you. It's a true accident avoidance system. And what we have is we have a patented microprocessor that we install. It's a mobile service. We go to people's home or office, install on site. So it's a simple installation. And what it does is we're their third mount high brake light. Every car has 3 brake lights, the 2 on the one on each side, and then one that's higher, you know, maybe above the windshield or the cab of the pickup. And this is a microprocessor that we attach at the site of that third high mount brake light. What it does is it changes the pattern. When a person hits their brakes or slowing, the center one now pulsates 4 times very quickly and then stays solid. You know, it's an eye catcher. It catches their attention. It resets after 5 seconds, so it doesn't become distracting if you're in stop and go traffic. National statistics on it, which are pretty astounding, is that, and this is from the National Transportation Safety Bureau, 90% of rear-end accidents would be avoided if the trailing vehicle hits their brakes 1 second earlier. 90%. You know, so it's always about, I think in most rear-end accidents, people really hit their brakes before impact. This helps them hit that brake just a tiny bit earlier, and, you know, it can avoid the accident. Going down the road of statistics, you know, 69% of people are more likely to see a vehicle with a pulsating third brake light, and, you know, it improves reaction time by 50%. You know, so it is measurable. It has been tested. How prevalent are people on their phones with driving? At any given moment, there's 660,000 people on their phone, maybe behind somebody, hopefully not you or me. With where we're at now, we've just done a soft launch in Austin, and it is going to be scaled into all major markets across the country. It's going to probably be rolled out ultimately on a television campaign. It's a visual product, you know, to be able to demonstrate the product where they can see it in action. We are networking with entities like insurance agents. You know, this is something that, you know, it's certainly in their best interest to promote this to their clientele. Charities, you know, and on the charities, we also make charitable donations to anyone that comes in. We want to support the charities that help us move this product into the marketplace. So that's over the top view of what the product is and what and who it serves. You know, we wanted to get this into the marketplace. There's, you know, I don't know how many millions of cars there are on the road. I'd say, I don't know if you've ever seen one that has this device on it. It's very uncommon at this point, but, you know, our mission is to get it into mainstream America and get as many cars that are equipped with this as possible. Many people buy burglar alarms after they've been burgled. We're trying to say, get this on your car before you get rear-ended. You know, there's, I don't want to say life and death, but in some instances it is. And we just want to, you know, protect people and their families, because there's nothing more important than protecting loved ones from a physical safety perspective.
So what are the most significant challenges you have encountered as you started your company?
What is the biggest challenge that you faced, you know, starting this company?
Well, the biggest challenge is educating the public. In other words, this is the type of thing that people have been going in SEO searches, or they're not aware to even go looking for it. So we want to, you know, bring it to their attention. And that's why we want to, through social media, of course, television, networking with a lot of these businesses and entities that, you know, move in these circles. But, you know, it's all about making them aware of something that they don't know about. It's not very common out in the marketplace yet. So education is the biggest issue.
Awesome. So in terms of what your main objective is, you mentioned installing it in offices or people's homes. So are you more focused on B2C, or is there an aspect of B2B, maybe selling to car companies? Or like, what is your main objective in terms of scalability?
Well, the scalability is going to be really on a business-to-consumer approach. Now, that doesn't do away with, you know, corporate types of situations, fleet situations, but the real backbone of this is, you know, you, your neighbor, your coworker, your brother-in-law, you know, and most people on the consumer side have more than one vehicle at their home. You know, we're able to you know, install, you know, as many vehicles as they have. And there's economies of scale on if they have multiple vehicles, only because, you know, one of our big expenses is sending out an installer to their location. So we make it attractive that once we're out there, we want to do it. And when you ask about businesses, it could also apply on businesses. We want, you know, I like to do businesses with a whole parking lot full of vehicles.
Yeah, perfect. So what's the role of technology in your business?
Technological aspect is everybody loves visual aids. This is the microprocessor. It's a patented microprocessor that is installed at the location of the third brake light. And we don't alter the lamp itself. So this can go on to any vehicle. Technologically, it's not that sophisticated of a business. At this point right now, we're basically phone driven. In other words, when someone wants to order this unit, you know, we generate the interest, you know, over the phone. Ultimately, once this thing rolls out, then it'll they'll be able to complete it all online.
Awesome. So are you using artificial intelligence or machine learning at all in your business?
No, at this juncture, no. We just completed the soft launch, as I said, in Austin, and it will be cookie cutter probably into, you know, the top 25 markets in the first 18 months, and then, you know, another 25 in the next 18 months.
So, but do you see use cases for those things, and when it comes to your product, and it comes to even growing, and just in general?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it actually becoming very recognizable and commonplace out in the real world. You know, again, we're basically totally under the radar. Nobody even knows this exists.
So what is your number one strategy? I mean, you mentioned your goal is obviously to get into, you know, the hands of everybody in these large parking lots or everybody to have it. Like, in terms of marketing, in terms of education, what is your number one strategy in the next few months as you launch to really get the word out about, I mean, because this product, I mean, it's, the use case is very, very clear. I mean, it's 100%, like, everybody can use this. As you said, we've either all been rear-ended or we know somebody who's been rear-ended. Like, there's no doubt I could put it on my car, but how do you really get the word out, you know, as, like, outside of Austin or just in general?
Well, you know, hopefully it's going to take on a life of its own when it gets out there, you know, with word of mouth. You know, people see it, their neighbor will say, what's that? Or they will proactively, you know, on the word of mouth, if they thought it would help protect their cousin or their neighbor, their mother, father, you know, who wouldn't want this? This is a one-time installation and there's no ongoing maintenance or cost or anything. Merely have it installed and go about your business and you're set for life with the vehicle. You know, we want to get it out to the masses as quickly as we can. And that's why we chose television as the primary channel that we want to get it out there. We want people that are watching and keeping up with the Kardashians to have that pop up on their TV all of a sudden. And I like to think that it resonates with many or most people because, you know, as I said, everyone is aware of how serious of a problem this is.
Right. So in terms of manufacturing, what does that process look like for you? I mean, if somebody, you know, if you sold, you know, 1,000 tomorrow, I mean, could you easily manufacture more? What does that look like for you?
Well, these are manufactured in the United States. We are not the manufacturer. We do have the rights to this. And it is a patented product. And as far as scalability, we don't have any issues now or on the horizon of the production of these microprocessors.
So how did you find the right manufacturing partner when you first started?
Well, you know, this is a very, you know, there's other products out there that are similar. However, they're not up to federal standard. That's probably what has retarded this getting into the marketplace. The laws are very rigid on things like luminosity and amperage. You cannot have this as a flashing light. It's not a flashing light. It's a pulsating light. It's a question of with the amperage, how far down does it go? And then how does it come up? And it has to have a certain luminosity and pattern to it. So it's a real limited choice on what product will work on this. Like I said, there are other products out there, but they're not in compliance with federal regulation.
So what did that process look like for you to get the federal regulation and to get all this approval? Because you mentioned the other products are not approved, but obviously I'm sure it took a lot of time to go through these motions and these steps to get the approval.
Well, in actuality, the product has been sold through new car dealerships on a limited basis. They install it on new cars. And what we're doing is we're taking, you know, so the heavy lifting was already completed before we came on board with this. What we did is we are taking that model and saying we want to get it out to the general public as opposed to people that are buying a new car. I mean, it's such a small percentage of the population. We want to get it on every car everywhere.
You just asked about your top priorities in the next 3 to 6 months.
Well, the top priorities is to finish out the rollout from Austin, Texas, hopefully get the kinks out of it, get the thing running like a well-oiled machine. And then, as I said, it'll be cookie-cuttered into other markets, probably since it's based out of Austin, Texas. We'll probably go to Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and it'll radiate out from there into the markets. In each market, we have installers. So it's all going to be somewhat of a virtual business based out of Austin. And we'll have all installers in all these markets. Expansion will be relatively easy because we don't have to have a physical presence in these markets. That's what the 3-month to 6-month plan is.
So what is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Well, I wish I had a better understanding of social media myself. You know, I've had to rely on others to understand it. You know, it's all a question of getting the messaging out, getting the visibility of the product out there. You know, once people see it, understand what it is that this product and service provides, you know, everyone, once they see it, know that they understand what it is and how it will serve them.
That makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
Well, I'm a pretty optimistic guy. And, you know, if my hypothesis is correct on what the early returns are, you know, I think, I'll be in a lot more markets. You know, hopefully we'll be able to automate some of the early systems that we have. I'd say this is a sky's the limit kind of thing, you know, as far as how many cars are on the road, how many people have need of this. It's at a price point that I don't think that many people will find it prohibitive. So, you know, coming to a driveway near you.
Awesome. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you to find your business, do you mind sharing your website? The best way to get in contact with you?
It's called See Me Stop, and that's SEEME Stop, SeeMeStop.com.
Awesome. Well, Al, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully in a year from now, we can chat again as you keep scaling and growing your business.
Well, I appreciate it. And I look forward to the next conversation. We can see where things have developed.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. All right. Bye.